This episode is brought to you by Zoll. Sudden cardiac death claims 40 to 45% of all low EF heart failure patients, and even the newest drug therapies don't reduce risk overnight. Learn which heart failure patients may benefit from a LifeVest wearable defibrillator during medical optimization. Visit Zoll.com/heartfailure. The ACC does not assume responsibility of content of sites external to ACC.org.
From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, September 8th, 2020. I've chosen three articles related to COVID-19 that I think are illuminative. I think they each provide some interesting perspectives, and they're all related to the use of steroids in patients with COVID-related pneumonia. The first study was the CAPE COVID trial, and this is a French Ministry of Health study. It randomized about 150 patients to either hydrocortisone or placebo. The duration of follow-up was 21 days. The mean age was 62. About 30% were women, and about 17% had diabetes. The patients were critically ill, and they had to have acute respiratory failure. The primary outcome was treatment failure at 21 days. That occurred in 42% of patients getting steroids and 50% of patients getting placebo. Treatment failure was defined as death, mechanical ventilation, or high-flow oxygen. A secondary outcome was the need for endotracheal intubation. That occurred in 50% of the hydrocortisone group and 75% of the placebo group. And the mortality was 15% in hydrocortisone and 27% in placebo. None of these differences were statistically meaningful because of the sample size, because this trial was stopped when the dexamethasone trial was published. And it's a good example where in the middle of a hot area of intervention, we have multiple trials going on at the same time. And sometimes the publication of a larger trial then preempts continuation and completion of a smaller trial. So that was the story with CAPE COVID, even though the signal, particularly the mortality signal, 14% versus 27%, was strongly in favor of steroids. The next randomized trial, also published in JAMA, was REMAP CAP. And this was a study of the European preparedness effort to study COVID-19. This was a randomized trial. About 143 patients got fixed-dose steroids, 152 got shock-dose steroids, and 108 got usual care. In the fixed-dose group, the subjects received intravenous hydrocortisone 50 milligrams every 6 hours, and in the shock group, intravenous hydrocortisone 50 milligrams every 6 hours while they were in shock. 21-day follow-up, mean age was 60 years, 30% women, about 40% had diabetes. And you had to have moderate to severe COVID-19 infection requiring ICU support to get in. The in-hospital deaths were 30% in the fixed-dose group and 26% in the shock group, 33% in the usual care group. No real signal at all toward benefit, but again, this trial was stopped early because of the large dexamethasone trial. So then that leads us to the final paper, which I think is most illustrative of the situation. And this is the WHO Rapid Evidence Appraisal of COVID-19 Therapies. It's a meta-analysis. And so what it did is it combined the data from 7 smaller randomized trials to try to get the numbers needed to really assess if there's benefit of steroids, what is it, and how much? How much is the benefit? So they lumped 7 trials conducted in 12 countries that looked at over 1,700 critically ill patients with COVID from end of February to June. Patients had to have been randomized to either receive dexamethasone, hydrocortisone, or methylprednisolone. And about 700 patients were in that group. And placebo was over 1,000 patients. And the outcome was all-cause mortality at 28 days. Very clear primary outcome. The secondary outcome was investigator-defined serious adverse events. So median age 60, 30% women. The risk of bias in the trials was felt to be low. There were 222 deaths among the 678 patients randomized to steroids and 425 deaths among the 1,000 patients randomized to usual care or placebo. So the hazard ratio was 0.66, and there was consistency across the trials. the mortality hazard ratio, the fixed effect summary, odds ratio was 0.64. So the investigators concluded that when you put all of these studies together into a large enough sample where you can really get a sense for potential benefit, the steroid reduced mortality by about a third in patients on ventilators and by about 20% in patients needing oxygen. And there was no clear evidence of serious harm. From this meta-analysis, one could not ascertain the exact dose or the exact frequency of use, how long to use it, because all of the trials differed. But I think we're beginning to kind of coalesce around a theme with the steroids, and that is in critically ill patients, especially if they're on a ventilator, there appears to be benefit, probably lowers mortality by about a third. And if you acquire hospitalization and oxygen therapy, there is clear benefit as well, a reduction in mortality of about 20%. So it's interesting, isn't it? In the middle of this pandemic, all kinds of different trials, some large, some small. Of course, the rush to try to get something of benefit is great, and it does create the possibility for either trials that are underpowered, as these two were, and potentially the importance of a meta-analysis. Obviously, a meta-analysis, the investigators know who got drug, who got placebo, and so there are limitations for that as well. But I think for the moment at least, the jury would suggest that in very sick patients, particularly on a vent, the antiviral remdesivir seems to have benefit, and these trials all together in this meta-analysis suggest that steroids probably have benefit. Well, I want to thank you for listening to Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from acsite.org. The papers that I used will be available on the website, the clinical trial summaries, as well as the journal scan. Visit our COVID-19 hub. It's got all kinds of information for you. I think everything you need to understand the current status of COVID-19 as it relates to cardiovascular and critical care. I hope you have a safe week, and I enjoy coming to you every week with Eagle's Eye View. This is Kim Eagle. I'm out.